Commentator Ian Risley has been listening very closely to the current debate about Social Security, and he says something's missing.
I've been hearing a lot of terms tossed around in the debate over Social Security. Privatization, personal accounts, trust fund, pay-as-you-go, and of course, benefits. Now, here's a term I'm not hearing. Social Security. I imagine that we call it Social Security for a reason. Oh, sure, you can talk about a government-run retirement plan without Social or Security, but that's a different idea altogether. Social Security is a socialist experiment. There, I said it. It comes from a time when people realized that we are responsible not only for our own well-being, or the well-being of our families, or those we love, but also for the security of others, especially the less powerful. I think Jesus had a few things to say about that. We no longer care about mutual responsibility, if we ever truly did. We care only about individual rights. Liberals and conservatives are equal proponents of this mentality. The liberals say women ought to be able to exercise what is euphemistically called reproductive choice, rights of the unborn be damned. The conservatives are now demanding what we might call retirement choice, the needs of others discarded like trash. Neither, it seems to me, is very social, let alone secure. We may be in danger of becoming customers of government services rather than citizens of a society. Customers play by the rule of commerce, which is all about self-interest. On the other hand, citizens are bound to one another. They work together for the greater good. Contemporary life necessitates being both customer and citizen, and the ability to know when to be which. We ought to be discussing the efficiency of Social Security. We ought to disagree as to the best manner of repairing a damaged machine of care. In its present form, though, the conversation centers solely on the greatest return for the customer. We ask, will I get more money when I retire, or less? Instead of, who am I as an integrated part of the social fabric? What responsibility do I shoulder for my neighbor? If Social Security is allowed to become an investment bank, we will lose the loftier goal of promoting the general welfare for ourselves and our posterity. If all we seek is to maximize our own benefit, we're all in trouble.
Ian Risley is a pastor in Crested Butte, Colorado. This is NPR, National Public Radio.